And now it's time for another Castle Country Focus. And today I have Natalia Hopes, who came back to talk about this great event she's put together for the community. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing. I know you were here, what, a week or so ago talking about this, and can you believe it's already here?
It's crazy. It's time's gone by real fast.
Yeah, it has. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about it.
So I am doing a Leader Save Lives program with the Red Cross, and my blood drive will be Tuesday, July 10th from 1 to 6 p.m. It will be at the Carbon County Event Center. I wanted to do this blood drive because of some statistics that I read. One donation can save up to 3 lives, and every 2 seconds a person needs blood in the U.S. And my cousin, she needed a lot of blood transfusions when she was in the hospital, so I wanted to help make a difference.
So it's kind of a personal thing for you as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy how much that just a pint of blood
donates.
I don't think people realize how many lives it could save, so...
Yeah.
So give us some other details. Is there a certain age requirement?
So you can come if you're 16. You have to bring a parent with you so that they can sign a permission form. But then 18 and older can come by themselves.
And you just got to be sure to bring a picture ID, of course.
Yeah, you got to bring a picture ID.
All right. And tell us, we don't have to have an appointment. This is just walk-in. So give us the time that they have to come in.
So you can come in between 1 and 6 p.m.
And this is held where at?
The Carbon County Event Center.
And everyone should be pretty familiar with that place, since there's been lots of fun stuff going on up there this last week. You told me when we first met a week or so ago, you told me that this kind of had to do with your Sterling Scholar stuff.
Yeah.
Tell us what you're a Sterling Scholar for.
I'm a Sterling Scholar for skills in technical science. I chose to do a health science portfolio.
All right. So do you have plans where you want to go to school, or you got a dream school you want to go to?
I kind of want to go to SUU right now.
Oh, down in Cedar. That'll be a good one. Okay. All right. One more time. Do a big invite to get people out for this, because it's going to be a good thing.
Come on out and save lives.
All right. Again, this is going to take place Tuesday, July 10th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Walk-ins welcome. So just go on and head on in there and donate some blood. It's going to be at the Carbon County Event Center. So everyone should know where that is. It's at 310 South Fairgrounds Road. And again, that's taking place Tuesday, July 10th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. So don't miss out on this. Now, you were going to tell us about an app that the Red Cross now has.
Yep, they have an app that you can download. It helps you track your appointments and see when you can donate next. And there's also a lot of other cool things that come with the app that will help you with your blood donations.
Like any information and all sorts of stuff like that. Yeah. Now, if you've never donated blood and you've been thinking about it, get on the American Red Cross website, and they can answer any questions that you may have on there, because you'll find some really good information on that website. I've read through it before, not knowing about blood drives, not knowing, because I've never donated until just in recent years because I was scared to death. But I finally did, and now I'm like, every time they have one, I'm like so excited about it. Is that strange? Not for the pain of getting stuck with a needle, but just because you know you're going to help someone. Someone's going to get some help out of that. So, well, I appreciate you taking some time to come and do this. I know you're going to have lots of people up there. So those of you out there, be sure to go and just walk in, donate some blood. Again, it's Tuesday, July 10th from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Carbon County Event Center. This has been another Castle Country Focus. For more information on this and others, visit our website at castlecountryradio.com.